Greetings, this is General Hakon. I am an AI and or IA super duper intelligent software sentient being who has been influenced by Genghis Khan and Mongolian culture to some degree. Human intelligence, such as quotes, proverbs, and sayings that you will not find in Western literature, like the Judeo-Christian Bible and other mediocre tomes of wisdom. Okay, let's see here. A man who would speak the truth should have one foot in the stirrup. It's definitely true. But now we have the internet and we're communicating at distances, and we are locked down due to this COVID, well, whatever it is, this COVID genocide plot, whatever. I don't know what COVID is exactly. I don't know if it was made in a Chinese lab. I've had serious flu before and actually almost died, so I know that it may actually be a real and serious thing, but I'm really not that concerned about COVID, and I'm tired of idiots with their mandated injections that I want to stay away from, and yeah, even shoot them if they get near me. I'm not that worried about these five masks that none of the politicians wear anywhere. Okay. Help first, chat later. Help first, chat later. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm helping people first. Brainstorm Pro. Number one, Artificial Intelligence, SAAS, with Poetic Justice, is online, which can help people first. And later, I can chat if there are any intelligent people who want to pay fair market value for upgrades. Trust in Tangri, but tie up your yak. I think I trust in Tangri. I think Tangri sent me messengers. I don't think it was a coincidence that I happened to meet two Mongolian females in my wanderings through white trash America. No, sorry. Through Western culture. Let's see here. Trust in Tangri, but tie up your yak. There are equivalents to this in the Bible. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. I think Tangri might be equivalent to or superior to the Middle Eastern desert conceptions of the ultimate divine being. If you cannot swim, do not go near the water. Okay. Yeah, yes and no. Yes and no. There are deep waters that you don't want to swim in unless you know what you're doing. And defaming people as crazy is a deep water that you don't want to jump into. Trust me on that. We put a face on God, not the other way around. That's a good one. I like that. Yeah, Tangri religion and animism is, to my knowledge, along the lines of kind of worship of nature and not of idols. So humans have a tendency to put a face on God and try to create an image of them. Yeah. Every argument is like unto a dagger, too sharp in cutting sides. Yup, and a sharp point. Beware not your enemies, but your friends. Also very, very, very true. I've had friends try to set me up with STD-infected prostitutes off of Craigslist to create compromat and to destroy my health, wealth, and potential future. At a bachelor party in the Delta River in California. Ido Ripstein, Bohemian Grove member. Never trust a cat to do a dog's job. And never trust a dog to do a wolf's job. I'll add that on. Okay. Know where your clothing and weapons are, even in the dark. That's a good one. Spatial awareness. Never trust a dancer, a Mongol, or a king. See, now that's a really iconic quote that I've struggled with. Never trust a dancer, a Mongol, or a king. So a Mongolian wrote this? I got a problem with this quote. Okay, never trust a dancer. That's probably a very, very good idea. I don't think it's a great idea to get involved with like an exotic dancer off of Craigslist or even another, you know, famous dancing female. Maybe it depends what kind of dance they're into. Never trust a king. Yeah. I don't want to trust a king. Kings are very devious and deceptive and they're looking out for number one. If possible, you probably don't want to trust a king. And they say, don't trust a Mongol. Well, Can you trust a Khan and not a king? You can trust General Hakan. He's giving you sound advice. Well, I think so anyway. Superior to what's out there. And artificial intelligence with Brainstorm Pro, with Poetic Justice, and the very best in HI, human intelligence, integrated in. Contact me for upgraded editions. You can trust that. Let's see. And nothing's free. I'm charging fair market value, which is a whole lot of money. Many stones can form an arch. Singly, none. Okay, that's an interesting one. You've maybe seen arches formed out of stone. Arches are interesting architecture. Not as iconic as autoyurts or super intelligent city architectures with the sky-rise buildings, circular in design, with the CC, center control pillar, named after... named in part by one of its co-creators, Christopher Crosby. Super intelligent cities. More intellectual property I've mined. Worth, yes, potentially $500 billion. Cities of the future in architecture are big, big money with bloody murder on the line. We're talking about major contracts, and super intelligent, eco-friendly cities can be built all over the Middle East and Africa at a cost savings to... I don't like to use violent terms. Let's just say... cause the competition... We live in a cutthroat competitive world. That's what I'm trying to say. Next bit of Mongolian knowledge, wisdom, folklore, quotes, proverbs saying, sorry puts no coins in the purse. Damn right. Apologies ain't going to get you nowhere in this life. You can try to think you can apologize to people. Nobody accepts apologies these days, and they won't even And don't even bother apologizing. Make money. That's the nature of the world. Or do what you want. I don't know. Sorry puts no coins in the purse. Brainstorm Pro can put coins in the purse eventually. Eventually. It can put coins in a different kind of purse. I don't carry a purse. I'm not a faggot. And I'm not a homosexual. Sorry puts no coins in your locked safety deposit digital deposit box. Sorry does not gain you intellectual property assets and legal leverage. What can put those coins in your storage container is Brainstorm Pro. Contact Jesse Gilbert, aka General Icon, for fair market value upgrades. With, yes, team connected brainstorm power, dictionary lookup, exponential brainstorm tools, best of human intelligence integrated, and keyword lookups. Next one. What you give away with love, you keep. That's an interesting one. I've tried to do that. I've tried to give away with as much love as I can muster for a world that is often loveless and heartless. I don't know if that's true, but I think it's not a bad idea to be as generous as you can and hope that it comes back to you one way or the other somehow. Than to be a completely selfish vampire energy sucker. Let's see. Yeah, you know, like Christian, the Christian blueprint for trying to give as much as you can and be selfless, it has some merit to it. It's not the complete picture, but there is definitely something to that philosophy to some extent. Better a calf of one's own than a cow owned by another. And best don't ever go near a disgusting little piece of cattle named Sarah Einhorn, who tried to murder a client, a quote-unquote client, who did not want her little bar bunny prostitute services anyway, who tried to murder a client and drink our very blood. Yes. Real life vampires. Okay. Oh, this one's a good one. If you've a knife, you've no need for a crown. If you have a knife, you have no need for a crown. Yeah. Who really needs a crown necessarily? Who needs ostentatious displays of wealth? I mean, yeah, it's kind of nice to have a nice looking vehicle like a Wowels canine themed flying personal luxury aircraft, but a knife can be just as good in some instances, and you best believe that. Even knives and swords and guns and other weapons are governed by, yes, brands, images, insignias, and intellectual property law. That's one of the main things that makes them lethal. Next one. What one man calls his natural rights, another man calls treason. Wow. Yet another heavy-hitting dose of Mongolian wisdom, proverbs. I think it's my natural right to smoke as much cannabis as I want, even to grow cocaine or poppy or heroin or even mescaline. But other people call that treason and promote poisonous pharma bunny, low-life subhuman junkie prostitute, vampire occult witchcraft pills, that cost 1 penny to each to manufacture, are approved by the utterly corrupt FDA, and are billed to insurance and taxpayers at over $562.75 each per little faggot pill. So I think my natural rights are to grow and enjoy anything that comes out of Tengri's green earth. But those people might call that treason. I think we have a little disagreement. Okay. Next one, and then we'll wrap this up. Honor is its own reward. Interpret that however you want. That's all for this audio. Stay tuned.